This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. La ilaha illallah.
Innal hamdalillah. All praise and thanks is due to Allah. Nahmaduhu, we thank Him and praise Him. Wa nasta'inuhu, we seek His assistance. Wa nastaghfiruhu, we seek His forgiveness. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu. Whoever Allah guides, none will be able to misguide. Wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. And whoever has been misguided, none will be able to guide. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And I testify that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. قال الله تعالى يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ. O people, اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord. الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The one who made you and made those before you, so perhaps you may attain taqwa. May Allah make you all amongst the muttaqeen. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. And with this being said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when people go to Jannah, they go into groups. And I ask Allah, just like how you came at the beginning of the khutbah, for you to be the first group that enters Jannah. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the first group that enters Jannah, wujuhahum, their faces, kalqamari layla, laylatul badr, like the full moon on middle of the month. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make you of that level. With this being said, brothers and sisters, one time during one of my jobs, I made a pretty big mistake. It was going to cause a large financial loss. I was very stressed, very nervous. I was told there is a man who may be able to solve the issue. On my way to him, someone stops me and asks, Majid, where are you going? I told him, you heard of the problem I caused. And I was told this man may be able to solve the issue. He said, no problem. This man you're going to meet is also known as a nice guy. So right when he tells me the man I'm about to meet is a nice guy, I immediately felt a little better. I felt a little calmer, not as stressed out. Why? Because if he is nice, then surely he will try his best to help me. If he is nice, then he will not make fun of me. With this being said, how do you feel when you are told Allah is also known as Al-Mujib, the one who responds to your call? How do you feel when you are told Allah is Al-Mujib, the one who gives you whatever is best for you when you ask Him? If this does not make your heart come to rest a little bit at least, or calm you down, then there might be a serious deficiency in understanding who Allah is. Let's begin frankly from the beginning. Brothers and sisters, if we complain to others, maybe you went through it yourself. We are all, regardless of your status, poor and weak, regardless. And we complain to our friends, hoping they may fulfill our need. And many times when you complain to your friends, what happens? They complain to you about their problems, showing they are also poor and weak. And there might not be something wrong with doing that, as long as we don't cross the limits. But where's the problem? When we are in sajda, in prostration, the closest position you can be to Allah, you were sincere with your friend. You might even be crying when you're speaking to your friend and complaining. But when sajda, we're not focused, we're zoning away, we're not as passionate. Even though Allah says, kun fayakun, be and it is. Even though Allah is Al-Kareem, the most generous, the most honorable. Even though Allah is Al-Ghani, the rich and self-sufficient, yet there's no concentration the same way you or some would be to their own friends. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. And we did not appraise or value Allah the way He deserves to be valued. Then Allah says, وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withhold the earth. In addition to that, Allah says, وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. And the heavens as well, مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. He folds it with His right hand in a way that befits His majesty. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah is free from any association. May Allah make you all die upon La ilaha illallah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we want to achieve the same level of understanding, at least similar to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. You know what he said? He said, إِنِّي لَا أَحْمِلُ هَمَّ الْإِجَابَةِ. Amazing statement. He said, I'm not worried whether Allah will respond to my dua or not. Then Umar radiallahu anhu, what are you worried about? I am worried on my side. I'm worried whether I will make dua or not. Because I know if I make dua, Allah will respond. Allahu Akbar. He was certain, but he was worried whether I will put the effort. May Allah allow us to put the effort towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the remaining of the khutbah, brothers and sisters, when you talk about dua, many times you are taught how to raise your hands. You can do it like this as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If time is very stressful, then like Ghazwat Badr, you can do this. Very stressed, go for it. But that's great. Face the Qibla. Excellent. Have wudu. Amazing. Begin with Alhamdulillah and Salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Great. But sometimes you also need to know who are you asking from. Because when you know who are you asking from, your request will change. If you ever do a fundraising dinner, for example, you want to collect money, for example, in the US, one of the things the fundraiser asks the organizers, who are my attendees? Are they millionaires? Are they just, let's say, minimum wage? Why? Because when I know my audience, my request will change. I cannot begin the fundraising dinner when there are grade 5 students, 10 years old, and I say, Bismillah, Bismillah, who is the first 100,000 ringgits? Bismillah. It doesn't make sense. They're 10 years old. Unless يعني, they do have money, mashallah, tabarakallah. But if I know they're multimillionaires, and I can begin with 100,000 ringgits. What's the point? Allah is the best of examples. When you know how strong is Allah, how capable is Allah, how rich is Allah, how massive is His dominion, then nothing becomes impossible. Then you can make dua even though others, they think it's unrealistic. No, since Allah is your Lord, Allah allows you to make the unrealistic realistic. Zakariya alayhi salam, in a beautiful ayat in the Quran, in Surah Maryam, وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبَةً. His hair was all white. He was a very, very old man. He has no children. وَكَانَتْ امْرَأَتِي عَقِرًا. And his wife was barren. She cannot get pregnant. She's very, very old. So biologically, psychologically, it's not possible for him to be a father. But he knows Allah is Al-Mujib. Allah is Al-Wahhab, the giver of gifts. And he made dua to him. Imagine, I ask you by Allah, if you see an old man in the first row, gray hair, very old, has no children, you know he's married to an old lady, making dua to Allah, Ya Rab, grant me children. Isn't it true that many people will think he is Majnoon? Let's be very honest. Rather, the ones who accuse him are the ones that need help. Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Allah's beautiful names. When you go to Allah Al-Mujib, there are more names that come with it to strengthen you. Allah As-Sami', the All-Hearing. Allah Al-Basir, the All-Seeing. Allah Al-Alim, the All-Knowing. Allah Al-Qarib, the Close and Near. Look at this hadith. Listen to this authentic hadith, Qudusi. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, Ya Ibadi, O my slaves. So pay attention, we're all Allah's slaves. May Allah make us and die at state of ubudiyya. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya ibadi law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum. If every single one of you, my slaves, intakum wa jinnakum, all of the human beings and all of the jinn, qamu fi sa'idin wahid. All of us, the same exact second, we asked Allah for something. A'taytu kulla insanin minhum mas'alataha. Allahu Akbar. I will give you all whatever you asked for. لَمْ يَنْقُصْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. My kingdom will not diminish, will not decrease. إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُصُ الْبَحْرُ أَنْ يُغْمَسَ الْمِخْيَطُ غَمْسَةَ وَاحِدَةً. Except whatever is decreased from an ocean, when you dip a needle into it. Allahu Akbar. How do you feel now you make dua afterwards? You know whom you're asking from. So ask. And don't worry from Allah whether He will be able to do it or not, because you will know that He is able. Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us such yaqeen. May Allah accept all of your dua. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, when you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful name, Al-Qarib, such a beautiful name. Allah in the Quran connects Mujib with Qarib. For those that know the Quran, they know which ayat. For example, Allah says, Inna Rabbi Qaribun Mujib. Allah is close, He responds. And Allah said also, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيب دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَان. How close is Allah to you? You know how close? Allah said, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah says, we have created the insan, and we know everything that goes around with an internal that no one hears. And Allah is closer to you than your jugular vein. Allahu Akbar. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. You know why you benefit knowing Allah as Al-Qarib? This benefits you in your dua. Yes, why? Because if Allah is Al-Qarib, you do not have to go into very much detail in your dua. If you have a flat tire, you don't say, Ya Allah, my rear passenger side is flat. It is 30 PSI. Ya you just say, Ya Allah, help me with my car. Because He's Qareeb, He knows everything. When Allah is Qareeb, you don't have to repeat yourself. No one makes dua to Allah and says, pay attention. A'udhu Billah. You don't repeat the dua again because He might not understand the first time. A'udhu Billah. He is Al-Qareeb, He already knows. You know what you also benefit very much? Is when you know Allah is Al-Qarib, then pay attention, you are not shy to ask for things that some people may think it's silly. One time a brother sends me a message. He asked me, Brother Majid, is it okay or aib to ask Allah for Samsung S3? Allah, true story. First of all, maybe it's aib to ask for an old version, but no problem. But now when you say something like that, Allah already knows you want that phone. So that benefit, now you ask Allah without shyness. Zakariya alayhi salam, he knows, Allah knows that Allah, basically he wants a child. So he was not shy with that. Something to truly appreciate. The closest position any one of you here can be to Allah is when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. The closest position you can ever be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ sajid. The sajda is the closest you can be to Allah. Ya Rasulullah, what's your nasiha? What should I do if I'm in sajda? The Prophet says, فَأَكْثِرُوا الدُّعَاء. So increase in dua excessively in sajda. So may Allah allow us to be among those who remember Allah and continuously make dua to Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Look at the importance of dua and the value. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Making dua is an obligation. And customize your dua according to what you need. So someone wants children. You ask Allah by His name, Al-Wahhab. Because children are unmatched gift. If you ever apply for a job, your CV or resume, the best way to get the job is when you customize the resume or the CV to accommodate the position. I used to work as human resources. When I see a resume exactly for the position, I appreciate it. Now when you make dua to Allah, you can make generic dua, no problem. But you can go to the next level and customize. What do you want? Wealth? Al-Razzaq. Are you sick? Allah al-Shafi. Children? Allah al-Wahhab. You want to sense if Allah loves you? Al-Wadud. You want Allah rahmah. All, everything. Al-Rahim, al-Rahman. You made a sin, you feel bad? Al-Tawwab. You want Allah to conceal you, not to expose you? As-sittir. You customize, and Allah accepts that. And make dua to Allah using these beautiful names. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Make dua to me, and I will respond to your dua. Allah promised you, if you call upon Him, He will answer. Wallahi, this is amazing. Allah is telling you, ask me, and I promise I will answer. When after knowing this, does it make sense to any one of you not to make dua afterwards. Doesn't make any sense. Yet we may ask others for things that Allah perhaps can fulfill for us. May Allah grant us such yaqeen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Now look at the warning side. Now there's a warning. If you choose not to make dua, Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Allah says those who do not make dua are arrogant. May Allah protect us from arrogance. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Then Allah says, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. They will enter into Jahannam, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, this ayah is full of love. This ayah is full of love. The Prophet also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. He or she who does not ask Allah, Allah gets angry at them. You might ask, why is Allah forcing me to make dua? I don't want to. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Don't say that. Who here in the world is not in need of Allah? When Allah warns you, it is out of love. One time, true story, I went to a janazah. A sister committed suicide. May Allah protect us. May Allah send His mercy upon her. The point being, I went to ask, why did this sister kill herself? They said, because one of the reasons she felt isolated and she lacked money, she had two children, she cannot support them. She thought when she dies, the government will take care of her children. She tied a noose onto the ceiling. She stood up on her bed, put her head, then jumped off and killed herself. The point being, had she known Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would she resort to the government or resort to suicide? No. Because Allah is al-Razzaq. That's why Allah would scare you. Allah would tell you, if you don't ask me, I will punish you. Why? Because Allah doesn't want you to go through this. Allah doesn't want you to humiliate yourself. Allah doesn't want you to accept bribery. Allah doesn't want you to accept improper means of jobs. Allah doesn't want you to work with alcohol and riba and gambling. No. Ask Allah. Allah will provide for you. But go to Allah and do not humiliate yourself to no one. Only humiliate yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this being said, brothers and sisters, look at the next two hadith you appreciate. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيِّيٌ كَرِيمٌ. Allah is modest, shy, and generous. Wallahi, this hadith is mind-boggling. It's amazing. The Prophet said, Allah yastahi, Allah feels shy, إِذَا رَفَعَ الرَّجُلُ إِلَيْهِ يَدَيْهِ أَنْ يَرُدُّهُمَا صِفْرًا خَائِبَتَيْنِ. Allah feels shy that when any one of you raise your hand to Allah, for Allah to have your hands drop and not end up giving you something in return. Allahu Akbar. Allah feels shy. So when you make dua, be certain Allah will respond. Look at the last hadith in terms of value I'd like to share with you. The Prophet said, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ. Wallahi, if this is the only hadith I mentioned in the khutbah, that can be enough. The Prophet said, there is nothing more dear to Allah, nothing more beloved to Allah, more than when you make dua to Him. So for the true lovers to Allah, for those who love Allah, wallahi, isn't it enough of a reason to make dua just because He loves it? So continuously make dua to Allah. And with the few moments I'm sitting down, sincerely ask Allah to forgive you. Sincerely, ikhlas. Wallahi, no matter what sin you may have done in your life, whatever dhanb you've done in your life, if right now while we're sitting, you sincerely have nadam and make tawbah, few moments, bi-idhnillah, Allah will erase all of your sins. If you drank alcohol, if you went into riba, if you went into gambling, if you did whatever sin, if you watched something you're not supposed to watch, whatever sin you've done in your existence, sincerity, Allah al-Sami' hears you, Allah al-Basir sees you, Allah al-Alim knows, Allah al-Qarib is close, so ask Allah al-Mujib and He will respond. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. I ask God to forgive me and forgive you. So seek His forgiveness, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ, for He is Al-Ghafoor Al-Rahim. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أن يتقبل منكم. May Allah accept the dua in those few moments. Wallahi, the worst thing you can do at the moment is to think Allah did not accept. One of the worst things you can do is after these few moments, you're like, will Allah really forgive me? That's one of the biggest mistakes. Don't ever behave like that. Now, some of the conditions you need to fulfill, I'll skip some points, conditions you need to do for Allah to accept your dua. So you know the khutbah was first half, or most of it is about Allah. Now it's about you. One of the main pillars for Allah to accept your dua is to be certain Allah will respond. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijabah." Make dua and you're 100% certain Allah will respond. If right now I ask a brother, can you please hold this? He right away will stand up and take it from me. Respectful. No one will doubt if he will take it or not. No one will be nervous if he will disrespect me or not. If he will hold this from me if I ask him. Then what about Allah? When you ask him, how can you doubt? The second condition, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us something very beautiful. He says, you have to be focused in your dua. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ دُعَاءً مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ لَهُ. Allah does not accept a dua from a person who is not focused in state of ghafla. No, you have to be focused. One time, for example, I was leaving the salah, and for example, someone may be praying, and we had eye contact as he was making tashahud. So I saw him, he saw me, he said, Salaamu alaykum. He forgot he was in salah. He said, Tahiyatullah wa salatu wa tayyibat. We cannot judge people's intention. But you have to be focused for Allah to accept. You cannot say, SubhanAllah, 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 SubhanAllah. It doesn't work like that. Allah knows your interior. May Allah make us sincere. Don't judge people's intentions. Allah knows best. But that's something you should know about. Another thing, a condition for Allah to accept your dua, your income has to be from halal resource. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man will be traveling. Ash'ath aghbar, musafir, a great condition, says, ya Rab, beautiful, great, no shirk. But the Prophet says, mashrabuhu min haram, the drink is from haram. Mat'amuhu, the food is haram, or the money they bought the food with is haram. Wa malbasuhu min haram, fa'anna yustajabu lidhalik. How would Allah accept a dua from such a person? May Allah purify our wealth, Amin Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Because if this man or this woman trusted Allah, they would never use such means to get income. If they trusted Allah and they believed in Allah, they would have never took such positions. May Allah protect us, Amin Rabbil Alameen. In conclusion, one time I saw a brother very committed to the salah. For many months, always first row. All of a sudden, he stopped coming to the masjid. I was worried. I went to his house. Knocked on the door, said, Salaamu Alaikum. He did not respond the salam. I was very worried. Why? He's very committed. I said, everything is okay. He's like, yes, I'm okay. I'm like, I did not see you in the masjid for a few days. He's like, I'm fine. I don't want to talk to anyone. Akhi, why? What's the problem? Back and forth. I insisted. I want to talk to you. You're my friend. He said, okay, come with me. I went down to his house. Then we spoke. What's the matter, Akhi? He's like, you know how committed I am to the salah, correct? Correct. I come no matter how the weather is like. It was in Canada, blizzard, thunderstorm. Wallah, I see the brother, always first row. MashaAllah. All of a sudden, no more in the masjid. Why? He said, I will tell you why. Because for the past 9 months, I've been making dua to Allah, all kinds of dua. Not one of them was accepted. Why should I worship him? SubhanAllah. Not one was accepted. Why should I worship him? Is that the conclusion that you reach? Then I said, didn't you hear the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, whenever a person makes dua, one of three things happen. Either Allah will give you what you asked for. Or for Allah al-Hakim, the all-wise, he knows what you ask for is not good for you. You always want to marry this girl, for example. Allah knows it's not a good match. So Allah will not give you what you asked for. But number two, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will lift a hardship that was about to fall upon you. You almost got into a car accident. But because of your dua several years ago for that marriage, Allah saved you from it. Third and last, Allah will save the reward for you, Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Sahaba said, إِذَا نُكْثِرْ Then I will never stop making dua. It's a win, win, win situation. The Prophet said, عَيْب No, la. He said, Allahu Akthar. Allah's more generous. So yes, have this mentality. Always make dua. Know Allah will respond. How? Allahu A'lam. Which one of the three? Allahu A'lam. But will he respond? 100%. With this being said, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, an yarhamna bi rahmati lati wasa'at kulla shay. When ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wadud, the all-loving, to shower his love upon all of us. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma, urzuqna hubbak, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wa hubba amlin yuqaribun ila hubbik. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you all for your attendance. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make a single one of you leave this gathering except that Allah forgive all your sins. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Ya ghafur ighfir lana. Ya Allah taqabbal minna. Jazakum Allahu khairan wa aqim as-salam. Sure. You want the microphone?